Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, I believe we're continuing in Siman Shin Pei Beis. I think we're up to Reish Nun Aleph Amud Beis. This is Siman Shin Pei Beis. Seifim Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. I think that's where we're holding, if I'm not mistaken. So let's get started. So we had said that if you are socher from the person Bal Karcho, it doesn't work, even though you're normally were masker from him previously. So again, we're talking about Schirus Rishos from an Ovid Kochavim, since we know that a non Jew is not able to do a bittul rishos, not just a non-Jew, a non-from Jew also, by the way, you need to do a schirus rishos. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Sifir Aleph, again, Reish Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Aval Me'ishto, Omi Schiru Vilkito, Sokram Af Pishu Mocha, that you could do a schirus rishos from the wife of the Nachri, or from Schiro Ulkito of a Nachri, we'll have to define those terms soon, even though the guy himself is making a macha'o, Uschiro Shal Schiro Ulkito Shal Balabayis, Huka Sokr Balabayis Atzmo. And the Sachir of the Sachir and the Likito Shal Balabayis is like the Sachir of the Balabayis himself. So let's see what all this means. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval mi ishto, v'hu adin me'echad mibnei beis. So it doesn't have to be his wife. It could be anyone who's a member of his household. Oma mischiro ulikito. So what does that mean? Pirush. Sachir la'avodas kol hashana. Likito li'imos hakatzir. So schiro is someone who's hired to work for him for the whole year. And likito is for someone just for the harvest season. Aval pishu mocha, even though he's making a macha'a, kivin to make radin, ain't he rasa osaris, el kadeshul yomel mimaisav, he kilaba liosafil schiro nechshav linin ze kabbalah bayis. That since the whole thing about the Nachri requiring a schirus rishos is only a chumra to begin with, meaning his dira doesn't really asar on us, so therefore we were makil about who's considered a balabayis. And we say that even the schiro lakito is considered a balabayis. Vakasava grabba biyiru, dezeu rak ledea rishonashab sim. This is only according to the first opinion in Shin Samuel Zayin. But there is a Yeshomrim over there that says that forget about Schir El Kito, even from his wife he can't do a Schirus Roshos if he explicitly objects to it. Shall Schir El Kito, Vainu Kishiesh Lahaski Roshos Lakachas Sachir, Shayyah Lo Roshos Lishamish Kalabais, Das Avle Schiro Gamkin Kiloy Sachir Shal Balabais. Meaning, this is, I think, what they call in English subletting, right? That if you rent a place to somebody else, the guy rents a place to somebody, and that somebody rents it to somebody else, or hires somebody else who has free reign over the entire home. So that person is considered to be the balabayis. Sif yud beis. Imena rotz lahaskir yiskariv lo echad mi bnei hachatzer ad sheyashu lo rishuso sheyeh lo rishuso laniach bo shum davar tavelei kischiru lakito. If the guy says, the guy says, I'm not interested in being socher my rishus. I don't want to rent out my property. So one of the members of the chatzer can make friends with him, right, and convince him to lend him a place where he can keep stuff there. And then he becomes like Schiro Lakito, Umaskir Shlomi Das Einu Yehudi. And then that person who now has the right to keep stuff in the Einu Yehudi's house could be Maskir. Without the permission of the Einu Yehudi. V'yesham shen tzarech la'askir el nosin eruv avdayu. And some say that that guy, that member of the chatzar, doesn't even need to be maskir. He could just participate in the eruv, and that's good enough because he's a Jewish person. So it's considered as if he's the owner of that property. So all he needs to do is participate in the eruv. Says the Mishmur Lamed Vav, echad mibnei chatzar, hu adin afilu shalom mibnei chatzar, v'orcha demil senakan. It doesn't have to be a member of the chatzar. It just needs to be a Jewish guy. L'niach bo shum davar, v'konel sa'amak that by putting an object there on Erev Shabbos, it's as if he's being kona that area, that dira. That according to many poskim, it works. Even if he takes the stuff that he put there, he takes it away afterwards because he was kona that place to put whatever he wants there. Da'avale, kivin she'esho shituf imo birushuso, he becomes like Schiro Lakito because he has a partnership in that rishus. Umaskir, so we said, and you could even be maskir without the permission of the Einu Yehudi. Aval belo schirus lo yoil. But without doing a schirus, it's not enough that he's keeping his stuff in the guy's rishus. Because the Jew that's taking the place of the non-Jew is no better than the non-Jew himself. Lo dami l'chamisha shurim b'chatzar m'vor b'sivtas t'schirus echar men t'ay l'kula. kulam. This is not like five different people living in the chatzar where one of them doing a schiras counts for all of them. Because in that case, at least the one who participated in the schiras rented the space from the akum. As opposed to over here, no one was socher from the akum. You just borrowed some of his home. So that doesn't help because you need to do a schirus from the akum. All the she'ela does over here is that all the borrowing of his property does over here is it allows you to take his place, and therefore, what can you do? Lahaskir kischir lekito kachem rebeso. You can do what he could do. You could be socher the same way the akum could have been socher. However, the yeshom said shein tzarich laskir sfir le deyazu the lo dami schirus matir ba'akum huadin sheela. I'm sorry, the lav dafka, not the lo dami. The lav dafka schirus matir ba'akum huadin she. This opinion holds that it's lav dafka that schirus is going to work by an akum. She'ela also works. So memeila she'ela samawil ba'ad kulam kamo ba'yid siftas. And since she'ela works, so you can have only one resident do the she'ela, and that works for everybody. Just like we said in siftas linyan schirus, that you can have one of the residents do a schirus with the akum. Valkein dai b'mashenosim be'eruvim shar b'nei achatzer. And therefore, all you need to do is participate in the eruv along with everybody else in the chatzer. Ella. We try to satisfy the first opinion, so we don't just do participation in the Erev. He has to actually be maskir. Now, it sounds from here that the only reason he really even has to participate in the Erev in the first place is because he also happens to be a member of the Chatzer. Because that's the case the Mechaber chose to speak about. But as we said in Sivkat and Lamed Vav, that it's Lav Dafka that he's a member of the chatzer. It could be anybody. However, the Rashba says that even if he's not a resident of the chatzer, by the fact that he's borrowing space in the Akum's property, that's enough of it of taking up residence in the chatzer to require him to participate in the eruv. Siv Yud Gimel. Im yichid lo makom bebayis shemashilo, kiven sheinu kashlu. If the guy just lends you a particular spot in the home that he's lending to you, but not the entire home, he does not give you free reign over his property, so then it doesn't work because you don't have, he's maintaining rights over his property. Lomahani says in Mishbura, V'achronim eskimu ledina, da'had lomahani yichud makom, ha'inu dafka k'shen l'roshos l'sham, yishbosa makom, shiichud lo klal, v'gamin yachol l'salko. That's only if he doesn't really have the right to use that place that he was miyachid for him, and he's not able to throw him out. So then he's no longer the shliach of the Nachri. Meaning, if the Nachri gave you this spot, he says, okay, you get the far corner of my living room, and by doing that, the Nachri loses the right to utilize the far corner of the living room, and he can't throw you out of the far corner of the living room. So now you're not acting as a shliach anymore, because you have no connection with the Nachri anymore. But if the guy still has the rights to use the area that he was miyachid for you, or he has the rights to throw you out. So then he still has a connection to you, and therefore the Yisrael would be able to act as the shliach of the Nachri. So to summarize what we learned tonight in Sifyan Aleph, we said that you don't have to rent from the guy himself. You could rent from his wife or from his employee who has rights to his property, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that that's true even if he's making a macha'a. Although there are those that argue if he's making a macha that it does not work, then in Sif Yud Beis we said that if he refuses to be socher a rishus, you could borrow a segment of his rishus and leave an item there, and then you could be maskir to everybody else. And the yeshom modes, you don't even need to be maskir to anybody else. You could just participate in the eruv. And then in Sif Yud Gimel we said that if he's miyachid a special makom to you, then since he's you have no shaychus to him anymore, because he can't throw you out and he can't utilize that makom, so therefore it doesn't work and you're not going to be able to participate in the Eruv on his behalf, and the Nachri would still create a problem in such a situation. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Yodalid and Tesvav and maybe Tesayin. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, probably from a remote location at one of the three weddings that I will hopefully be at tomorrow. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.